need to collect it.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. I listen and to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. People are tweeting me, why do you say Sunday night? Well, because the show re-airs on Monday. That's how much they love us, so I gotta let you know that you're tuning in live tonight. I'm in Boulder, Colorado, having a great Thanksgiving weekend. Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know how your Thanksgiving was and what you all are up to. Today, I was on the Rolanda Watts show. You remember all Rolanda Watts? She has a new radio show called Sundays with Rolanda, so check it out on Blog Talk Radio. We love Auntie Ro here, and it was a really good conversation. So go look into her archives, and you'll see that I was a guest on her show today. And my shocking experience with one local Floridian charity. So that's a good story there. You want to hear it? We'll talk about it here more on Max and Friends. But tonight we have a super fun show because we're going to be talking. Our first guest who's joining us in just a moment is John O'Hurley, period. That's all you have to say because America loves him. You all know who he is because you've been blowing up my Twitter, at Max Tucci. And let me have more questions for John because we'll be answering them throughout the show. And then we have Bruce Orion joining me. And we're going to talk about hypnosis, mind control, and reality, and how the media can sometimes brainwash us. Sometimes, I think maybe more than often, to believe what's really going on. Do you believe in these conspiracies? Well, it's going to be an interesting conversation. So tonight, just sit back, relax, light a candle, do whatever you need to do to get in the mood to listen to Max and Friends. And if you're tuning in for the first time, it's almost 7 years we're here, so thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you all for tuning in and listening to Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Well, here's the fun stuff that's going on in the world today. And I say fun because it's fun, you know? It's just what it is. Y'all have been tweeting me about the National Dog Show and how much you love it. So that's something fun that's going on. But I want to know what's going on in your world that's fun. And when I mean fun, something that you get a really good laugh and smile out of. Something that you enjoy. Tweet me, at Max Tucci, and we're going to talk about it. But right now, we're going to pull up the mics for my first guest. You all know him from Seinfeld, from Family Feud, from the National Dog Show, from Dancing with Stars, from the National Tour of Chicago, and two new things going on in his life, the one and only John O'Hurley. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, how are you? Hey, let's say we skip me and go right to Bruce. I think I like the idea of the hypnosis.
Well, you could definitely stay tuned because it's going to be an interesting portion of the show.
Oh, that sounds really good. I always love that. The hypnosis always fascinates me.
Well, you know, he's down in Florida, so while you're there, you should run by and see him.
Yes, absolutely. Or I could just read my bio to myself, and that would knock me into a deep state of sleep.
A deep state of sleep. Now, you're in Florida for a great fun reason, because you got involved with this store called Golfino, this boutique that's opening up tomorrow on Worth Avenue in Palm Beach. Tell us about Golfino before anything else.
This is my wife's version of Jay Peterman. Many people don't realize that after I finished playing Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, a year later, I actually bought the company with the real Jay Peterman. So I'm part owner of that right now. So I had my own clothing catalog company that was basically based on the character that I played. I like the role so much I bought the company. That's kind of what it was. My wife had a similar experience. We were over 8 years ago. We were over in Scotland at wonderful place called St. Andrews, which was the home of golf. And we found a little store there in the hotel, the Old Course Hotel, called Golfino. And it was a German brand. It was sounds a little bit Italian, but it was some of the best stuff we had ever seen in kind of golf and lifestyle wear. And we were there for 8 years every year to the date for the golf tournament. And my wife was the largest buyer of it, and so was my American Express card. So at one point I said, why don't we just, you know, you know, do something. And she always said, they've got to be over in the U.S. We have to stop coming here to buy it. They've got to be in the U.S., and so you be careful what you ask for, because at one point, 2 years ago, they finally said yes, and they let my wife be the escort of Golfino USA over to the U.S., and we're opening the first store for Golfino USA here in Palm Beach on Worth Avenue, which is one of the most celebrated addresses for great fashion, and this is certainly going to be a great addition to it.
Absolutely. Well, they're known for being elegance in sports since 1986, and of course, Palm Beach could benefit from a great store like Golfino. So tomorrow, guys, if you're around Palm Beach or if you're in the Palm Beach area for this season, because we know it's packed right now, go over to 150 Worth Avenue, because that's where the new Golfino store is opening. It's right by the Gucci store, so in case you all need to know for a point of reference where it is, go there, have fun. Tomorrow night, you've got a big party going on. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's going to be, it's you know, this has turned out to be something so much larger than we originally conceived of. We just have a lot of kind of celebrity friends that love to play golf. They love great fashion, and they've been wearing golf. You know, Lisa's got it on. Michael Bolton was wearing it. Max Jemakowski from Dancing with the Stars, who is actually going to be there tomorrow night, smoldering hot Ukrainian dancer that he is. Stephanie Shostak, who is from golf, from Devil Wears Prada. It's just a lovely, lovely group of people that are going to be there. We're arriving. How about this? Lamborghini has given us four Lamborghinis to arrive in, so that's going to be there. Chateau d'Esclan, which is the number one rosé in the world, is sponsoring it tomorrow night. So it's like all of a sudden, this just became so much larger than we ever conceived of. As you know, a great opening event for what I think is the best golf line in the world.
Did you expect it to be this big?
No. This literally all just came together, and in fact, believe it or not, I'm sitting here on Ernie Els. Remember Ernie Els, one of the greatest golfers in the world?
Of course.
I'm sitting on his patio talking to you right now, and he's coming over tomorrow night as well, and a few other great golfers are coming over, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
That is going to be fun. And, you know, I was supposed to be there tomorrow night to cover it for ION South Florida, because we have our media trucks going there tomorrow. And unfortunately, I'm like here in Boulder, Colorado, but I'm sure I'm going to go by this week anyway, because I have to go to Palm Beach this week. So I will be there.
Okay. It's the best sports wear I've ever worn. It's not just golf wear, it's lifestyle wear. I wear it everywhere. I wear it for I wear the pants for formal openings. When I speak places, if you're, I wear it as suit pants. It's just such great stuff. Everything they do is just such high quality, and all the fabrics are just unbelievable stuff. So we were right when we discovered 8 years ago, and it's the mistake that here's the problem is that we were their largest buyer, and now we're their largest seller.
Right, but that's how the world works. You know, it's that yin and yang version. And now, after all these years, you're a boutique owner. You can add that to your list. But
we're going to be all over the country. They'll be all over the country. They're going to be
that's
going
super.
One store at a time.
So and it's fun. Men's, ladies, and juniors, so you can shop for the whole family.
Oh, the women's stuff is just through the roof. It's just gorgeous. Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Well, I have a quick question for you from Danielle Parker in Los Angeles, California. And she says, Max, please ask John why they never show poodles being walked around during the National Dog Show in Philly anymore. I'm really surprised. A lot of people are commenting on the fact there wasn't even one toy category this year. Thanks, honey. Danny. What do you have to say?
We did have the toy category. And we had we usually show 5 to 6 of each category. Not categories. They're called groups. We show 5 or 6 every year. The trouble with the show that you see that we have inherent in the problem of the show is that it's a 7-hour show, and we have to show a 2-hour show on TV. That's all they allow us. So we have to kind of compact the show, and a lot of it is just the dogs that make the final cut, and we want to show you them so that you can see them, and they're not out of you don't see them coming out of midair. So we're restricted just by that limitation. But now the toys. Actually, people were complaining, I think, a little bit. I did get a lot of saying that we didn't see enough toys this year, and I know people love them, and they're adorable to look at. They're adorable to have as companions, so I certainly understand it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the question, Danny. Keith asks a question. Do people recognize you more from Seinfeld or from Family Feud?
Definitely from Seinfeld. Seinfeld's number one show in the world, 85 countries. I was in Botswana hosting it sounds like a Peterman story, doesn't it? But I was in Botswana hosting a show for National Geographic years ago, I'm 500 miles in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Botswana, on a dirt runway. I get off the plane with my bag and the camera crew, and the man walks up to me and goes, "Oh, Mr. Peterman." He watched the show. You know, it's like, wow. I'm in the middle of nowhere. It is the most watched show in the world. And anywhere you go, Seinfeld is still the number one show.
That's fantastic. Now, I have a question for you, which is, what is your most memorable answer that anyone has ever given on Family Feud that has shocked you?
My favorite was, two men show up at the face-off, and they're sitting there with one hand behind their back, one hand ready for the buzzer. And here was the question. Name a classic film that begins with the letter C.
Okay.
He hits the buzzer. And he looks at me and he said, "Well, now, what would you? Well, no, before I tell you what he said, what would you say? Would you say maybe Casablanca?
Casablanca, yeah.
Yes. Any others? What comes to mind? A classic film that begins with the letter C.
With I'm drawing a blank. All I could think of is Casablanca.
Well, you think Casablanca? Okay. Every one of them was up there on the board. There were six of them, and they were all up there on the board. He hits the buzzer and looks at me and goes, "Seabiscuit."
Oh, this is why we need to be hypnotized, John.
Now, I will give you the second favorite answer, which was from an 84-year-old woman.
Okay.
As I went down the line, and she was the fourth person. Usually they put the older person of the family down at the end because they want to score the points up in the front.
Right.
So, And I don't know that that's the wisest strategy, but that's what they do. And so I get down to the end, and here's the question that I asked her. I said, name something that you would do on a first date that would make you seem more attractive. And everyone has already said cologne, they would bring candles, they would do, you know, all the stuff that you know. I actually leaned over to her and I said, what would you do to make yourself seem more attractive? And she raised her eyebrows, and she looked straight at me, and she goes, "I'm up your pants with a cucumber."
Oh, boy.
You can't make that stuff up. You can't make that stuff up.
People are so funny. You know, sometimes we do pranks here when we call people and we prank. It is just so funny the way they take off and go with their imagination. Those must have been some fun times on that show.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Now,
I had four great years and never miss it. I miss it every day.
Yeah, I could imagine because, it's like I have so many actors and actresses that come on the show and they really do. Once they're in something or a host that they enjoy and then it's time to move on, they are like, they miss it tremendously. So it becomes part of your life. Speaking of part of your life, you're part of the National Tour of Chicago.
Well, Chicago has been kind of the my Broadway show in the back of my pocket that I keep. You know, I play Billy Flynn, the character that Richard Gere played in the movie, but I've done it over 1,500 times, so I think I kind of own the role more than he does. But it is probably that and King Arthur and Spamalot are probably the two best and most memorable things I've done in my career as an actor.
That's fantastic. Now, I start
again in January on the national tour. I have another eight cities to do.
Oh, that's so. And people can get all that information where?
Oh, just go to the Chicago the Musical. Yeah, they'll tell you the whole tour. Yeah, we sell out in every spot. We've already started in New Orleans, Nashville, just finished in San Francisco. It's we sell out every city we go to.
Will you be in Florida or Chicago?
The number two run, it just became last week. We're on Broadway with it. The second longest running Broadway show in musical history.
Making history, John O'Hurley, if you're joining me now on Max and Friends. He's with us here talking about the opening of his store, Golfino, tomorrow in Palm Beach, and life in general. So tell us about your new show in March.
We have, once I finish the Chicago tour, Bryan Cranston, who many people will know from Breaking Bad, and Malcolm in the Middle, among other things, but Bryan and I have been best friends for a long, long time, and we have very similar senses of humor. And we came up with the idea for a brand new TV series that we're going to start shooting in March. It's called Tightrope. I can't tell you much about it because it's very much under the cover. I will tease you with this idea. It has never been done before, and it will be, and I'm saying this with full cognition that I did Seinfeld, it will be the funniest thing I've ever done.
Wow. Tightrope
coming
out of
it. Is as
now,
funny as anything yet, but it's never been done before. It will not take long before it will come out, so we'll have it on sometime during the summer.
All right, you'll have to come back and join us and let us know about it for sure.
Yeah.
But
besides...
It's super, but besides Golfino opening tomorrow, you have another thing happening tomorrow. What's Hot on Broadway? Tell us about that.
My love is the musical theater, and I love everything that happens in live theater around the country, and it doesn't get enough television coverage. So they put together a television show called What's Hot on Broadway, which is kind of a misnomer because actually they talk about what's hot in theater around the country as well. But it's all of the great content of all the people that are on Broadway and the new shows that are up and the openings and what have you. And it's as exciting as what's going on in the movie theaters. We open tomorrow night. We filmed an hour show. It's basically going to be the hour version of a half-hour show that we'll be doing weekly, hopefully starting in the end of January.
How fantastic. You are just a busy man. Do you ever sleep, John O'Hurley?
I try not to. I find it's tough to hit a moving target.
That's the truth. And don't stop till you get enough, right?
Yep.
Now, what would you like your legacy to be, John O'Hurley?
There are two sides to my life. One is that I love to make people laugh, and that means so much to me. And I love the fact that when I meet people, they will walk up to me, and the first thing they will say is, thank you for making us laugh for all these years. And I love that. The other side of it is I like to have a more meaningful side that I do, and I do it through the books that I write and the music that I compose and the places that I speak. So I would like the legacy to be a little bit about the fact that I lived by one premise, which was you have two choices in life. You can have an ordinary life or you can have an extraordinary life.
Mm. And you, John O'Hurley, are having an extraordinary life. Wouldn't you agree?
But also I believe that everybody should, and it's something that's accessible to everybody. It's not about People Magazine Extraordinary Life. It's about just living your life every day, day to day, extraordinarily by the choices that you make.
And being happy. You know, Maya Angelou says that too. If one person is possible of doing it, we all are. So we all are possible. It's all possible to have an extraordinary life. It's a mindset. So maybe later in the show, people get hypnotized to start having an extraordinary life because it's available to everyone. So if you were to write one more book, what would the title be?
Well, I actually am going to write one more book. This will be number three for me. I've written two dog books and then one children's book on dogs, which is becoming a musical, by the way. The third one is going to be outside of that venue, and it's going to be called, and it's what I speak on so often, and it's called The Peterman Guide to the Extraordinary Life. And it's just
wonderful.
Basically about the three simple principles of using your imagination, your sense of contemplation, and your sense of appreciation to just live extraordinarily. And that's all you need.
The three steps to living extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
How fantastic. Well, John O'Hurley, I thank you so much for your time. Everyone, again, if you're in Palm Beach December 1st and then through eternity, go visit Golfino at 150 Worth Avenue. It's a fun place to be on Worth Avenue, and it's going to be fun to be in that store. And stay tuned to What's Hot on Broadway and to Tightrope. We're going to have you back on to tell us more about it. And for more information on the National Tour of Chicago, just go online and visit, and you'll see that Chicago's coming to a city near you with John O'Hurley. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. John O'Hurley.
Great to talk to you, Max. God bless.
You too. Have a beautiful week ahead. All right, everyone, what are you listening to here tonight on Max and Friends? Dina, tell them, because I think it's Max and Friends. I just love that theme song, though. Hit it.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Yes, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, that was John O'Hurley, who joined us from Palm Beach, Florida, because tomorrow he's opening up a shop on 150 Worth Avenue with his wife called Golfino. It is announcing the expansion of its worldwide business with the opening of its first U.S. flagship store. Elegance in sports since 1986. Well, speaking about elegant, I found myself in a position of a friendship that is one that I truly admire, and one that's elegant, and one that's fantastic, and one that I really am appreciative for. I have a dear friend, you all heard him here on Max and Friends, Swami G. Balindu from India. He's like a third generation. He's not like, he is a third generation guru, but he stripped himself from the title. And you all remember that incident that I had with that shocking experience with the local South Floridian conservative Christian organization. Well, he took it upon himself to write a beautiful blog about it, and how... Go on my Twitter, at Max Tucci, and I'm going to post the link after the show and read it. That's all I'm going to say. So, Swami G. Balindu in India, thank you so much for your friendship, for your support, and for your love. I feel it. I feel it. And I thank you for it. I really do. Speaking of, you know, there are some charities out there that you have to be careful. I was on Rolanda Watts' Sundays with Rolanda today show, and we talked about charities that you have to be aware of. Not in the sense that they don't do good, but in the sense that who are they really, and do they appreciate you for you or just your money? You know, and then they were talking about all these websites that are out there that you can go, it's like the Yelp of websites, and do research on them. For me, I think the only research you can really do on a charity is to go physically to their headquarters, see who they are, meet them, understand them, talk to families that they've helped, or maybe it's a whole other genre of animals. Go see whatever they do to see their work. Don't just believe the work. See the work. Because now there's like over 1.7 million 501c3s, not-for-profit charities. And it's unbelievable how they will smile in your face and then stab you in the back. So on that note, just be cautious. I'm not saying not to give, because I know it's a beautiful thing to give. So just know who you're giving to. Some organizations that I support are Neighbors for Neighbors, which is a fabulous foundation. SOS Children's Village in Florida. We have an orphanage down there in the sense of a home for children. And it's just a beautiful location. There's about 72 children there and 11 homes, and they desperately need people to support them because, you know, it's difficult, and kids especially. Neighbors for Neighbors, though, I love. They're so much fun. You know, we fed, gosh, so many families. We did that big event at Lips and fed a ton of families. So that was, it feels good to know that when those emails come in that, hey, you helped me, and I don't even know you, but thank you. It just, it's one of those moments where you're like, you know what? This is an extraordinary life. And it's fun. It's fun to be able to help those in need. It just makes me smile, so that's why I say it's fun. But it's also something that is important, because really all we're here for is to love one another. Wouldn't you agree? And when we're in need, all we need is love sometimes, and a hug, and how you doing? But yes, life is beautiful. Well, so on that note, we have an extraordinary man joining me shortly named Bruce Orion and the Orion Method of Hypnotherapy for Transformation. We're going to talk about hypnosis, mind control, the subconscious mind, reality, and a whole bunch of other stuff, and astrology too, on Max and Friends. For more information before my guest joins us, visit Bruce Orion, BruceOrion.com, and check out who he is, because I think that you will definitely dig him, and I think that it's fun. If you're joining me for the first time on Max and Friends, remember that you can go right to latalkradio.com/max, and there you can get almost 7 years of fun, amazing, super cool shows of Max and Friends. I have to say hi to Nina. She's listening right now. So how you doing, Nina? But yes, indeed, love is the answer, everybody. And if you're not capable of loving because maybe you don't know how, and maybe you've had a traumatic experience where you shut yourself off from love, know that there is ways to get help. And I'm not saying that you need help, but I'm saying if you're open to it, if you're open to wanting to explore the love, because I believe that that's what we're here for. And if you're open to it, Bruce is going to join us and talk about how there's a method where we can get a permanent release of deep-seated emotional issues, where we can really just love one another. And I think a lot of these charities out there should go visit Bruce and release their deep-rooted emotional issues so that they can learn how to love. Because love is the answer. All right, on that note, I'm going to play for you one of my favorite philosophers, Alan Watts. Oh boy, he is just so groovy. And let's play right now, before Bruce joins us, The Real You. It's a short clip that I hope will inspire you, and when we're back, Bruce Orion joins me to talk about some fascinating things here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. But now, Alan Watts, The Real You.
To wake up, you're going to wake up. And if you're not ready, you're going to stay pretending that you're just a little, poor little me. And since you're all here and engaged in this sort of inquiry and listening to this sort of lecture, I assume that you're all on the process of waking up. Or else you're teasing yourselves with some kind of flirtation with waking up, which you're not serious about. But I assume maybe you are, not serious but sincere, that you are ready to wake up. So then, when you're in the way of waking up and finding out who you really are, what you do is what the whole universe is doing at the place you call here and now. You are something the whole universe is doing in the same way that a wave is something that the whole ocean is. The real you is not a puppet which life pushes around. The real deep down you is the whole universe. So then, when you die, you're not going to have to put up with everlasting non-existence, because that's not an experience. A lot of people are afraid that when they die, they're going to be locked up in a dark room forever and sort of undergo that. But one of the most interesting things in the world, this is a yoga, this is a way of realization. Try and imagine what it will be like to go to sleep and never wake up. Think about that. Children, think about it. It's one of the great wonders of life. What will it be like to go to sleep and never wake up? And if you think long enough about that, something will happen. You will find out, among other things, that it'll pose the next question to you. What was it like to wake up after having never gone to sleep? That was when you were born. You see, you can't have an experience of nothing. Nature abhors a vacuum. So after you're dead, the only thing that can happen is the same experience, or the same sort of experience, as when you were born. In other words, we all know very well that after people die, other people are born. And they're all you. Only you can only experience it one at a time. Everybody is I. You all know you're you. And wheresoever beings exist throughout all galaxies, it doesn't make any difference. You are all of them. And when they come into being, that's you coming into being. You know that very well. Only you don't have to remember the past in the same way you don't have to think about how you work your thyroid gland or whatever else it is in your organ. You don't have to know how to shine the sun. You just do it. Like you breathe. Doesn't it really astonish you that you are this fantastically complex thing? And that you're doing all of this and you never had any education in how to do it?
Are a fantastic, complex thing us humans we are. That was Alan Watts. I just love that whole vibration of that speech, and also that just music and that inspiration. It gets us going into this world. But just in a moment, we have a great guest joining me, Bruce Orion from the Orion Method Hypnotherapy for Transformation in Florida. BruceOrion.com is the website. Bruce's background includes spiritual counseling, astrology since 1971, hypnotherapy, Eastern mysticism, and he appreciated and well-known spiritual leader. And Bruce has appeared on the Discovery Channel, was interviewed on Meetings with Remarkable People, and is a frequent speaker at the United Nations. And now, the Orion Method is a quantum leap forward in achieving emotional and physical health. It was developed by Bruce Orion and is the end result of over 40 years in his study of alternative healing. Welcome, my guest, Bruce Orion, to Max and Friends. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
It's my pleasure to have you, because we've got a lot to talk about tonight. And let's just start with you momentarily, because people who are tuning in for the first time and they're understanding who you are, tell them about who you are.
Well, I guess I'll give you a little bit of personal history. I guess that's the best way to describe it, since that's a pretty broad subject all in itself. But basically, I started studying metaphysics when I was 17 years old, a junior in high school. Started with astrology, and then that branched off into martial arts and Buddhism. Then it branched into psychic healing. Then I lived in an ashram for a couple of years studying meditation. And also, we focused on selfless service. Then I went and lived in Sedona, Arizona for 25 years. I was actually not only a spiritual guide, but a wilderness guide. And then 5 years ago, I decided to relocate to the east coast of Florida. And so now I'm living on the beach there. But primarily, the major point of my focus over the last probably 15 years has been the work I've been doing with the hypnosis technique I've developed. And the results I've been getting, my understanding of the subconscious mind and its impact on a person's physical reality it's quite profound, really.
And now, explain this, because there's people who are tuning in, and these are all new words for some people. So explain the subconscious mind, because I think that they really, when they tune in, they really are tuning in. So what is the subconscious mind?
Well, your subconscious mind is really the part of your mind that creates what we know of as our personal reality. It's what's interpreting the vibrations on the back of your eyes and turning them into pictures that make sense to you. The vibrations on your eardrums that are turning into thoughts and concepts which you can understand. It's regulating your entire body and your biochemistry, shifting chemistry in milliseconds of time. It's literally creating and regulating your entire physicality, and it's also interpreting your entire reality. So that it's like I recently saw a computer scientist being interviewed on TV, and he said, for them to build a computer that can do what your subconscious mind can do with today's technology, it would have to be the size of a city block, and it would need a power river to cool it and a nuclear power plant to power it.
Wow.
The subconscious mind is profoundly powerful. They have never invented anything in terms of computers that's even remotely close to being able to do what it does on a regular minute-by-minute basis. You know, when people say that, you know, you only use a very small percentage of your brain, that's only true consciously. Your subconscious mind is literally creating your body itself. You know, I remember reading a long time ago that book, The Holographic Universe, and one of the things they were saying was they were talking about people with multiple personality disorder. And what they found, for instance, was that if somebody, let's say, just make it simple, has two different personalities, they go to the doctor, and maybe the doctor finds a tumor, does a CAT scan, but that tumor is only there when one of the personalities is in the body. The second the other personality takes control of that body, it's not there. And so what you start to see is that the subconscious mind literally creates your body like a hologram itself. Mm-hmm. And the hologram is based on all the subconscious programs you have. Now, I know, a few years ago when they came out with the movie and the book, The Secret, which, you know, was a basic compilation of all the things that, you know, basic metaphysics, the one piece I felt like they left out, and really the most important piece, was yes, in fact, you do create your own reality, but not from the conscious mind. It's from the subconscious mind. And then the problem then there is that your subconscious mind has been programmed literally from the minute you took your first breath, and in some cases even before you took your first breath. And up until you hit about the age of 8 years old, you don't even have anything that blocks suggestion. So that all the suggestions that went into your subconscious mind then become like computer programs. And so, you know, I'll give you a simple example. Let's say, for instance, you have a belief that says, I'm not wanted and I'm not lovable, which are very common core beliefs when you check it out. Well, the people that have those, and I guarantee you probably at least 40, 50% of everyone out there has those two core beliefs, it's impossible for you to have a healthy relationship.
With yourself to begin with. Right?
Well, it's difficult, yeah, but your subconscious mind would never be attracted to somebody who, let's say, would be very kind and very loving because it's contrary to the core beliefs. It's contrary to the programs it's carrying.
So now how is it that we can rid ourselves, so to say, of these, what I guess you call deep-seated emotional issues?
Well, you know, in many ways, it's very much like a computer program. And so you have to get in there and delete the program. Now, in simplistic terms, what a lot of hypnotists will do is they'll simply read you a script that reinforces positive suggestion. But what I've discovered is the problem with that is if you don't take the time to delete the negative suggestions that are already in there, you're creating a great deal of internal conflict now. Because now you're creating a part of a program that says, I want something, and a part of a program that says, I don't want it. You know, like, for instance, being successful or not successful, being thin and healthy and not being thin and healthy. So the first stage of that is that you really need to get rid of those negative programs, and you can literally do that like you would a computer. Go in there, track down the programs, and delete them one by one. Then you can put in positive suggestion. But if you don't do that, it's not going to work very well. The other thing is, if you're just doing affirmations, like, for instance, you know, the book The Secret might have suggested, the problem is your subconscious mind puts up something called the critical factor, which blocks suggestions contrary to its program. So, for instance, you could find two people that are doing prosperity affirmations. 1 month later, the guy gets $10,000 he never expected. 6 months later, the other person still ain't seeing a dime.
And why is that?
Because the person who's not seeing any money already has a core belief that might say, I'm worthless.
Okay.
Right? So what the subconscious mind does is it blocks any suggestions that would say otherwise.
So now, but for people who are listening tonight, and, you know, everyone has experienced something on their own, and it's, you know, it's really, our lives are just remarkable at what we experience and then what we hold on to. So how is it that for those who are tuning in tonight, who are saying, you know what, Bruce, I feel that way. I feel like whatever I say I am follows me, but I've been saying it for all these years and it's not manifesting. Or I feel like I'm at the point where I feel that I'm going to just be embraced and appreciated for who I am. Or I've been wanting to work for so long, but a job never happens. What do you say to those people?
Well, the first thing I do is, if they're with me, is I muscle test them. Okay, and which, you know, kinesiology. So let's say.
So try it with me. Try it with me. Let's do it live here on the show. I'll open myself up.
Okay. Let's say, for instance, you were wondering why you weren't achieving a level of success which you were working toward or expecting.
Perfect.
The first thing I would do is I'd muscle test you, and I'd say, I want to be successful.
I want to be successful.
And there's a really good chance you would not be strong.
Okay.
You would go weak. So which that would tell me right away is that your subconscious mind does not want to be successful. So automatically I know that there's some investment you have in not achieving what you consciously want. It's like, I'll give you a good example. When somebody comes to me a lot of times and they have a weight issue and they want to lose weight and they've been working hard at it, they're dieting, they're exercising, they're doing all that, I muscle test them. Say I want a thin, healthy body. I lose most of them right there. Right?
Yeah.
Now, consciously, they want to be thin, but subconsciously, they don't. And usually the reason is that the weight is a form of protection. A lot of times, especially with women, they got unwanted sexual attention when they were young, and it scared them. Right? Yeah. So the subconscious mind wants that weight on, and it does not want to lose the weight because then they consider that not safe.
And then, but also what I believe with weight, too, is that it creates a boundary around you where people can't get close to you. So I kind of, you know, that's on what when I've spoke with a lot of overweight people, you know, that's what they say. I don't want people near me.
Sure. Right. So, but then they do want to be healthy and they do want to be thin or they want to be attractive, but the subconscious mind will not let them go there.
So how do we really get into the subconscious mind? Give a practice that people who are listening tonight can start right now to say, my subconscious mind is going to be released from. How do we get to that point?
Okay, what I would do, and we'll make it simplistic, because there's some things you can't really do by yourself, especially if it's deep-seated emotional stuff.
That's why they come and see you.
Yeah, well, someone that does emotional regression work, at least that, right? But let's say, for instance, I would ask myself, first of all, what must I believe to have my life unfolding the way it is unfolding? Right. So, for instance, if I'm lacking prosperity, then I must not believe in my own self-worth. Or if, let's say, I'm lacking in being healthy, I must not have the faith and I must believe in illness, or I must believe in the fact that I'm not very strong. So what I would do is I would make a tape or a recording, and I would record those positive affirmations that we talked about, but I would play them while I was sleeping at night. Okay, because when you're sleeping, there's nothing to block the suggestions.
Right.
It's a form of sleep hypnosis. And I would just play that, like, I've done this numerous times, like for 3-4 weeks at a time. Just every time I go to bed, play that tape while I'm sleeping. You know, and that's one way you can work on yourself and do that. But if it's, let's say, especially when you're dealing with emotional issues, and almost every, let's say, dysfunctional pattern you have in your life is going to be rooted in an unresolved emotional issue. Right? And your body holds emotion. It's like your body's like this giant magnet that holds all the unresolved emotional issues. And what they do is eventually, every time, let's say, for instance, you dealt with guilt. Well, every time you felt guilty about something, it would be held in the same place in your body that you hold guilt. And eventually what would happen is that part of the body would start to break down. You know, so I consider almost the root of all illness being tied to unresolved emotional issues.
Absolutely. And you know what I say emotion is energy in motion. So whatever energy we put into motion will manifest. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah, I do. But also I would say that quite often when we're dealing with illness, what we have is stuck energy. Which doesn't exist.
Right. I love your site because it says shatter the illusions that bind you. So let's say that people don't have the resources to work with you or to work with other hypnosis. How can we get people to basically shatter those illusions that bind them?
Well, the first thing I would say is that you have to realize that those programs have been put in you since you were born. And the first program is that you're a finite human being with a limited amount of time on this planet.
Right.
That's a core belief almost everyone shares. Well, if I'm on a spiritual path, that's contrary to what I keep trying to want to affirm. Right? So if, let's say, for instance, I'm wanting to experiencing my divinity, I have to start affirming that or putting that belief in my subconscious mind, because otherwise I'm never going to experience it in this physical reality. My life's just going to keep showing up as if I'm a finite human being with a limited amount of time. So one of the things I did is I even went into the Course in Miracles, and I took those daily meditations, and I put them on tape and would play them while I was sleeping. You know, to drive them into the subconscious mind, to drive the belief, the core belief that I am a divine, eternal spirit, a child of God.
You know, when you say experience my divinity, a lot of people believe that they're not divine. They don't believe, you know, it's all these patterns and pathologies. And I call myself a disruptor of patterns and pathologies, like Jan Levansant, because I just love the fact that people, you know, who don't believe that they are capable of greatness, it really breaks my heart, because we all are. So whatever those patterns and pathology are in their life, those are the illusions, I think, that we need to shatter. So
sure, but let me just disagree with you slightly, okay?
Okay.
Just slightly, in this respect. See, I never argue with people anymore because I realize they're right.
Okay.
No matter, because I know whatever they believe is true.
Right.
It may not be universal truth, but it will be true for them, because their subconscious mind is going to make it appear to be true in their perceptions, their beliefs, and their life experiences.
Okay.
Regardless of what it is they believe.
Right. But, you know, to me, I think that we all have the capability to to be in the place where we want to be. And maybe it is because, you know, some of us have permanent, deep-seated emotional issues. You know, all these words that just make sentences that then create reality, I think, is just fun because that's such a vibration of reality. What does reality mean to you, Bruce?
Well, I think it's a much more subjective thing than most people realize. And reality is whatever your personal experience says it is. Because what your personal experience says it is different from what my personal experience says it is, or anybody else's for that matter, right? So when we talk about reality, I see it more as a much more subjective thing. We can talk about a more objective reality, which is that we're all divine eternal spirits presently experiencing a physical reality, right, which is temporal in time and then therefore illusionary and ultimately not real. I mean, we could say that and it would be ultimately true, but how true would it be for the average person listening to my voice? It's not validated by their personal experience,
because there are so many people I can guarantee you tuning in right now who are like, what the heck is he saying? And that's okay, because what we're doing is we're opening up the mind to see different things. But Bruce, how can people contact you? Because I just got a text message here that says, I'm listening to your show and I really would like to contact Bruce. How do they contact you?
Well, they can contact me over the email. My email address is bruce@bruceorion.com. It's real simple.
Orion. I've been calling you Bruce Orion.
Well, that works,
Orion.
Too. It's just a matter of, I know, because the only problem is some people, when they say Orion, they try and turn me into an Irishman, which is no problem, Orion. But it's not accurate.
We just had O'Hurley on the show now.
Okay.
Nonetheless, so Bruce
and
Bruce Orion.
But one thing I want to say, too, is just like, for instance, like, you know, we have a saying, we say people are, no one's consciously dysfunctional. And that's absolutely true. Right? So that means no matter what your problem is, whether it's depression, sadness, anger, whether you're compulsive in some weird way, no matter what that problem is, it's subconscious. It's not conscious. And you can't blame people. It shouldn't be a matter of punishment and guilt, because the truth is that people cannot show up contrary to how they're programmed subconsciously. They can't. Unless they're very conscious spiritually, but it doesn't mean that stuff isn't there. It just means now they're conscious enough and objective enough to have a choice about whether they act it out or not.
I got it. Now, for those who are going to contact you or who are thinking about contacting you, tell us about the experience that they'll have, because you offer one on your website. So tell us about that experience if people are to contact you or want to.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by that.
You have it shows on your site, because I just got a tweet from someone that says, what are the sessions that Bruce does? And it shows that you do a 90-minute session.
Okay, the sessions I do primarily are, the first thing is I do is I go and I interview a person for what they're looking for. What is it that brought them there? Second thing I do is I muscle test them for like about a list of 5 or 6 different core beliefs, like I'm worthless, I'm not wanted, I'm not lovable, I'm not attractive if it's a woman, I don't deserve to be happy, I'm unwilling to be powerful, I don't love myself, things like that. If those are there, what we do is, the first thing I do is I guide person into a very high level of consciousness. Because, you know, Einstein said no one can solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it. Mm-hmm. So once I take someone into a hypnotic trance, I guide them as high as I can possibly get them, which is usually very high. And then from that level, we can usually clear 5, 6, 7 different things in a single 90-minute session. And anything you do at that level is permanent. It's not like you need to reinforce it. You don't have to listen to a CD for every night for a month. You don't have to go back for, you know, every few months to have it done again. It's done. It's like a computer program. When you delete a computer program, it's simply not in there anymore. You put a program in that you do want, it is in there.
Absolutely. For every action, there's a reaction. Bam! It happens.
Works the same way. It works exactly the same way.
Absolutely. Now, do you have to see you in person for this to happen? Or can it be over the phone?
No, I'm not willing to work over the phone. I really wish I was, but the reason I'm not is because sometimes when you tap into something that's very deep emotionally, it's really important for the person that you're working with to be there.
To carry them through with it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if I could do it on the phone. And I know some hypnotists will, but they will not do, if they're responsible, they will not do emotional regression over the phone.
No, that's good to know. Well, Bruce Orion, I thank you so much for your time. We're going to have you back because we didn't even get into mind control, hypnosis, the media, and what's happening in the world today. So let's definitely have you back on because I think that we could talk. We need like a two-hour show with you because there's so much to talk about.
Well,
so will you join us again?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really important because people have no idea how much they're being mind-controlled without even knowing it. So I think that's a really important thing for people to be aware of. So I'd love to.
It is, and I'm going to talk to you after the show, and we're going to figure out a date to have you back on so we can talk about, we'll give you a whole hour about mind control, because I think we need that full hour to understand it and to really just dive into it and tear it apart. But other than that, people, if you're looking to shatter the illusions that bind you, visit BruceOrion.com, and there you'll be able to contact him, and if you want to do a session in person, then you'll be able to go to sunny Florida. Have a wonderful week, Bruce. I'm going to talk to you after the show.
I thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night, Bruce. All right, everyone, it comes to that time where I've got to wrap this show up. I'm Max Tucci, your host. You're listening to Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Go into this week, each other, loving one another and knowing that I love you. And on that note, take life to the max. Good night and good karma and have a beautiful week. I'm Max Tucci for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night.
Max and Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring, he's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip, I listen.